This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Formal versus informal feedback, which approach works best in the workplace? Know when to schedule the meeting and when to just say it. In short, formal feedback is structured and scheduled. Informal feedback is immediate and conversational. Formal feedback suits serious, recurring, or documented concerns. Informal feedback works best for real-time observations and quick course corrections. Using both well is what separates good managers from great communicators. Definition: formal versus informal feedback describes two distinct approaches to workplace feedback. One is planned, structured, and often documented, while the other is spontaneous, conversational, and delivered in the moment. Both are essential tools in any strong feedback system. I have watched a manager pull a team member aside after a Friday afternoon meeting and say, in a rushed half whisper, "Look, your performance over the past quarter has been a real concern." No preparation, no structure, no privacy worth speaking of. The team member walked away shaken, confused, and with no clear path forward. The manager thought he had addressed the problem. He had made it worse. That is what happens when you confuse formal versus informal feedback. The stakes are higher than most people realize. Get the approach wrong, and even well-intentioned feedback damages trust, breeds resentment, and leaves the person no clearer on what to do differently. Get it right, and feedback becomes one of the most powerful tools you have for building a team that actually grows. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires. If you want to go deeper on how feedback affects your team's cohesion, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth your time. What formal feedback really means. Formal feedback is structured, planned, and deliberately delivered. You set a time, you prepare your points, and you create a space where the conversation can happen properly. In practice, this means annual performance reviews, mid-year appraisals, documented one-on-ones, and structured development conversations. There is a record of what was said and agreed. The person receiving it knows it is coming, which means they can prepare too. Here is what that looks like in a real situation. A team member has been consistently missing deadlines over 2 months. You have noted specific dates, specific projects, and their impact on the wider team. You schedule a private meeting, prepare your observations using a clear structure like the SBI method, and you walk in ready to have a genuine conversation about what needs to change and how you will support that change. Formal feedback requires preparation. It asks you to think carefully before you speak, to separate observation from interpretation, and to enter the room with both clarity and respect. What informal feedback really means. Informal feedback is immediate, conversational, and unscheduled. It is the observation you share in the moment, the quick word after a presentation, the honest nudge before a pattern becomes a problem. This is the "hey, that was a strong opening in the meeting today" said on the way back to your desk. It is also "I noticed you cut across James twice in there." Worth being aware of. Neither requires a meeting room or a written record. Both carry real weight when delivered with care. Picture a junior colleague who has just finished presenting to a client. The presentation went well, but her closing summary was vague and left the client with an unclear next step. You catch her on the way out and say simply and warmly, "Your energy in there was great." One thing to sharpen end with a crystal clear action so the client knows exactly what happens next. She nods. She remembers it. She applies it next time. Informal feedback requires courage. It takes confidence to speak up in the moment, without a script, and to trust that the relationship can hold an honest word. If you want to build the kind of team where informal feedback flows naturally, how feedback loops boost team synergy gives you a strong foundation. The key differences side by side. Dimension: formal feedback, informal feedback. Structure: planned, with clear agenda and documentation. Spontaneous, conversational, usually undocumented. Timing: scheduled in advance, often periodic, delivered immediately or shortly after the event. Tone: professional and measured, direct and personal. What it builds: accountability, documented development, trust over time, psychological safety, open communication, agility. When to use it: serious concerns, recurring patterns, performance outcomes, everyday observations, quick course corrections, positive reinforcement. Common mistake: using it for minor issues that feel disproportionate, using it for serious issues that deserve more weight. What it looks like when absent people are blindsided by reviews. Nothing feels resolved. Small problems fester. Teams operate without honest communication. The biggest distinction is not structure. It is weight. Formal feedback carries institutional weight. It signals that something is significant enough to document, to prepare for, and to revisit. When you schedule a formal conversation, you're telling the person this matters enough that I gave it serious thought. Informal feedback carries relational weight. It signals that you're paying attention, that you trust the relationship enough to speak honestly in real time. When you offer a quick, genuine observation, you are telling the person, I notice you, and I care enough to say something now rather than wait. The timing difference matters enormously. Informal feedback given within minutes of an event lands in context. The person can connect what you observed to how they were feeling in the moment. Formal feedback given weeks after the fact requires reconstruction of memory and can feel like a verdict rather than a conversation. Choosing the wrong approach often damages more than the feedback itself. A serious performance issue raised as a casual aside feels dismissive. A minor communication habit turned into a formal review feels disproportionate. Matching the tool to the situation is a skill you can practice and master. Where formal and informal feedback overlap. These two approaches are not opposites. In strong feedback cultures, they work together constantly. Here is the truth of it: most people who use one well use both well. Informal feedback often precedes formal feedback. When you have been giving someone honest, real-time observations throughout the year, the formal review should contain no surprises. The informal conversations build the foundation. The formal conversation consolidates it. Nothing said in a performance review should be the first time the person is hearing it. Both require specificity to work. Whether you're sitting in a scheduled appraisal or catching someone in the corridor, vague feedback helps no one. Good job tells a person nothing. Your summary of the risk factors was clear and gave the team what they needed to decide tells them exactly what to repeat. The need for clarity does not disappear because the setting is casual. A framework like the GROW method can bring structure to both types. Both demand emotional awareness. Whether formal or informal, feedback lands on a human being who has feelings about their work. Reading the room, watching for defensiveness, and adjusting your delivery are skills that apply equally in a performance review and a hallway conversation. Both can be requested. You do not have to wait to receive either kind of feedback. Asking your team for honest observations is one of the bravest things a leader can do. Scripts for asking for honest feedback from your team gives you practical language for exactly that. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use formal feedback. Use formal feedback when the situation requires weight, structure, or a record. When the issue is recurring. If you have mentioned something informally twice and the behaviour has not changed, a structured conversation with documentation is the appropriate next step. The escalation is not punitive. It is necessary when performance is directly linked to outcomes. If someone's work is affecting the team, the project, or the client relationship in measurable ways, that conversation deserves proper preparation and a private space. Choosing the right channel matters here, just as it does in other communication situations covered in email versus instant messaging versus phone. Choosing the right channel at work when you need a shared record. If the conversation needs to be referenced later, whether for development planning, promotion decisions, or formal processes, documentation protects both parties. When the topic is sensitive, redundancy, disciplinary matters, significant interpersonal conflict, and mental health-related performance concerns all require the care and privacy that only a formally structured conversation can provide. During scheduled review cycles, annual or quarterly appraisals are formal by design. They give both parties time to reflect, prepare, and engage meaningfully with longer-term development. If you use informal feedback here, the message loses its weight. People may not take it seriously, or worse, they feel ambushed later when consequences follow from a conversation they thought was casual. When to use informal feedback. Use informal feedback when speed, relationship, and real-time relevance matter more than structure. Immediately after an observable event, the closer the feedback is to the moment, the more useful it is. After a meeting, a call, a presentation, or a difficult conversation with a client, a brief, honest observation lands with far more impact than a scheduled debrief 3 days later. This kind of communication plays a direct role in the role of communication in meeting success. When the issue is minor and first time, a small behavioural pattern court early rarely needs a formal conversation. A direct, respectful word in the moment is often all it takes to course correct, to reinforce positive behaviour. Recognition does not need an agenda. When someone does something well, say so quickly and specifically. This builds a kind of team where people trust that you notice what they do, not just what they do wrong. To keep communication open between formal cycles, teams that only receive feedback in annual reviews are flying half-blind for most of the year. Regular informal feedback keeps standards clear and expectations alive when the relationship is strong enough to hold it. Informal feedback works best in relationships built on trust. If you have invested in those relationships, honest real-time observations feel like a gift, not an attack. Using formal feedback here is like using a sledgehammer on a nail. The scale is wrong, and the person receiving it will feel it. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People treat informal feedback as the easy option and avoid formal feedback until a crisis forces their hand. Why it happens. Formal feedback feels high stakes and confrontational, so managers default to informal comments hoping the problem resolves itself. The resolution. Informal feedback is for real-time observations, not for avoiding difficult conversations. If a behaviour has persisted through two or three informal mentions, the situation has already moved into formal territory. Delaying a structured conversation does not make it easier. It makes the eventual conversation harder. The confusion. People assume formal feedback is only for negative performance issues. Why it happens. Most people only encounter formal feedback in disciplinary or corrective contexts, so the association sticks. The resolution. Formal feedback is for anything significant, including significant strengths, development goals, and promotion conversations. A structured conversation about someone's growing leadership potential is just as important as one about missed targets. Formal does not mean negative. The confusion. Managers give informal feedback so frequently and loosely that it loses meaning. Why it happens. The intent is to build a culture of open communication, but without care, feedback becomes noise. Every small thing gets commented on until the person stops hearing any of it. The resolution. Informal feedback must be selective and specific to stay powerful. If you comment on everything, nothing stands out. Choose what matters most in any given interaction, say it clearly, and trust the person to absorb it. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are a new manager building feedback habits, start with informal feedback. Practice giving specific, brief, real-time observations after meetings and interactions. Build the muscle before you approach formal structures. Your team needs to trust that you notice them before they will accept a formal conversation without anxiety. If you are preparing for a performance review cycle, audit your informal feedback from the past period. If you have been giving regular, honest observations, the formal review should feel like a natural summary. If you have not, spend time now having the conversations that should have happened in real time before the formal process requires you to. If a team member's behavior has not changed despite informal feedback, move to a formal conversation. Prepare your specific observations, document the instances, and create a clear action plan together. This is not a punishment. It is a sign that you take their development seriously enough to give it proper structure. If you're trying to build a team culture where people ask for feedback, model both types openly. Let your team see you give informal feedback generously and without agenda. Let them see you approach formal conversations with preparation and respect, not dread. Culture follows behavior, and your behavior in feedback situations sets the tone for everyone else. If you are unsure which approach to use, ask yourself one question: if this conversation were documented and reviewed by someone outside the team, would the response be proportionate? If the answer is yes, proceed. If the issue is too small for documentation, informal feedback is your tool. Knowing the difference between formal versus informal feedback is itself a form of progress. Most people never stop to think about which approach a situation actually calls for. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Formal feedback requires preparation, structure, and a private setting. It is not optional for serious or recurring performance concerns. Informal feedback requires courage and specificity. Vague comments in passing are not informal feedback, they are noise. The two approaches work together. If your informal feedback is consistent, your formal reviews will feel like a conversation, not a verdict. Timing is everything in feedback. The closer your observation is to the event, the more useful it is. Delay weakens both types. The wrong choice damages trust. Treating a serious issue as casual or escalating a small observation to a formal process both signal poor judgment. You can build the skills for both. Feedback is not a personality trait. It is a practice. The more you do it deliberately, the more confident you become. For more practical tools to build your feedback skills, read How Feedback Loops Boost Team Synergy and How to Use the SBV Method to Give Team Members Feedback That Unifies Instead of Divides. Both will give you frameworks you can apply immediately. Understanding formal versus informal feedback is the foundation. These tools build the structure on top of it. Frequently asked questions. What is formal versus informal feedback in the workplace? Formal versus informal feedback refers to the difference between structured, scheduled feedback like performance reviews and spontaneous, conversational feedback given in the moment. Both serve important purposes, but they differ in timing, tone, and what they require from the person giving them. When should you use formal feedback instead of informal feedback? Use formal feedback when the issue is serious, recurring, or tied to performance outcomes. Scheduled reviews, documented conversations, and structured appraisals all fall here. Informal feedback suits everyday moments where a quick, honest observation can course-correct behavior before it becomes a larger problem. Can formal and informal feedback work together? Yes, the most effective feedback cultures use both. Informal feedback keeps communication flowing day-to-day, while formal feedback provides the structure needed for significant development conversations. Used together, they create a system where nothing important gets missed and no one is caught off guard in a review. What is the difference between formal and informal feedback delivery? Formal feedback is typically planned, documented, and delivered in a private setting with clear structure. Informal feedback is immediate, conversational, and usually undocumented. The delivery method affects how the recipient receives the message, so choosing the right approach for the situation matters enormously. How do you give informal feedback without it feeling like criticism? Keep it specific, brief, and forward-facing. Focus on the behavior you observed, not the person's character. Say what you noticed and what a better approach might look like. Done well, informal feedback feels like a trusted colleague pointing something out, not a manager issuing a warning. Why does choosing between formal versus informal feedback matter for team communication? The wrong choice erodes trust. Delivering a serious performance concern as casual corridor chat undermines its weight. Turning a small mistake into a formal review feels disproportionate. Matching the feedback approach to the situation signals that you understand both the issue and the person, which is the foundation of a strong feedback culture. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.